Illumination, for me, takes place many times during the day. This morning, I woke at 2:30 a.m. and I decided I'll get up. It's a lovely 85-degree morning outside, and I swept the patio. I watered my plants, and I smiled. And I had a perfectly terrific morning. Everything was in divine order. Everything was beautiful. This morning, I awoke at 2:30 in the morning, and I decided to do these little chores. I could have done them last night when it was 100 degrees, or I could have done it later in the day when it was 100 degrees, but I thought, gee, I feel just so super, and it's 85 degrees out, so beautiful. And I got up and went outside to do these chores. Of course, Rex got up with me, and he checked around the perimeter of our property, and he smelled to see if there were any visitors coming in. And he barked a little bit, and he said, "Good morning, good morning, good morning. I love the morning, especially when I'm out with my dad as he's watering the plants and sweeping the patio and just being a happy, happy man." Whenever I get an inkling, whenever I get an idea to do most anything, I usually do it. And if at 2:30 in the morning I decide to get up, I decide to go and write or go and do anything, I do it. Now, in my wisdom, and I do have lots of wisdom, in my wisdom I think to myself, okay, am I getting my 8 hours of sleep in? And I say, yeah, let's see. Now, I went to bed at 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12, 12 to 1, 1 to 2. That's 5 hours, 5.5 hours. So that's 5.5 hours. So 6, 7, 7 to 8. So 2.5 hours more. Well, I take a half hour nap during the day. Okay, that takes care of that half hour. So then there's 2 more hours. So I went back to bed after I did all my little chores and I made the bed real nice and firmed up the coverlet and everything. And I laid on there and I took a different blanket. And 85 degrees, you know, you can't have heavy blankets. You got to have really light, if any at all. And I went sound asleep. So I slept until, it was 7:15. So 7:15 to 6:15 to 5:15. So it's quite likely I got my 3 hours in there. So I got my 8 hours. Now, why do I need 8 hours? Well, I need 8 hours because I listen to what the world tells me. Scientists say you have to have 8 hours or more of sleep every night, because if you don't, your body doesn't have the opportunity. Well, I say that's good. But I say if everyone could get up at 2:30 in the morning and sweep their patio and water their trees. I have 18 trees around my house, and I have, let's see, how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12. I have 12 plants that are separate plants sitting in buckets and hanging from cords and stuff. And then I have my fish pond, and I have to fill that with water to make sure that the fish all have fresh water. And a little overrunning. Then I have to fill Rex's big blue swimming pool, and I fill that and rinse that out nice for him. And then what else do I do? Oh, yes, I run out of energy. And so when I run out of energy, I say, okay, that's it. And so then I just go in the house, and I lay on the bed, and I go sound asleep. And I don't drink any coffee. I don't drink any energizing drinks. I don't drink anything at all. I just lay on the bed and go sound asleep. And the next thing I know, here it is, 7:15. Now, normally, I go to bed at 9 and get up somewhere around 3, 4, 5, 3, 4, somewhere in there. And then I get my talks, and then I get ready to go for my walk with Rex. And so at 7 o'clock, we walk around the property for an hour and up and down the mountainsides and over and here and over there. And we're just singing and happy and making affirmations. And Rex is bouncing along saying, I like this walking with you. I like this being with you. I like this. And I say, Rex, I like this too. You see, illumination comes when we let it come. And it's always there shining upon us and saying to us, you're nice, you're wonderful, you're beautiful. And then this morning, after I got up a little after seven, then what did I do? I did my toiletry, and then I fixed Rex's breakfast, and I fixed my vitamins. And then I went around and watered all the plants in the house. And then I took a dust cloth and went around and dusted off all of my glass tables and all of my things in the house. And I still had time before it was time to go to breakfast. Not enough time to take a walk around the property. So I thought, gee, I'm so filled with energy. I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. I feel so good. I feel so wonderful. I kept repeating those feelings within myself and recognizing them. A lot of times we feel good and feel so wonderful and we don't recognize it. We don't say, I feel so good and feel so wonderful. We just feel good and feel wonderful and we say, yeah, so be it, you know. But I recognize it because I am what I do. I think about what I do and I am what I do. And I take care of my household. I am. Now, I moved all of the paperwork that I want to work on that's been on my back desk for about, maybe 6 months. And I brought it on my front desk. And I looked at it on my front desk and I thought to myself, gee, this is interesting. This is so interesting. The paper that was right on top was somebody's book report, book review. And so that'll, of course, get my attention today. But before I can do the book review, I have to be honest. When is the last time I thought about what I said on teacher and on reincarnation and on hypnosis and on those things? I have to listen to the tape again. I have to listen to the tape as though I had never made the tape myself, because I have to listen to what they listened to of what we said is what we're following. And if I don't do that, then what happens? Then they say, well, that's not said in the tape. That's not done here. And everything in our University of Healing has to be consistent and be logical and be reasonable and be understandable. Now, truly, if we were God, as we are, but if we were God, we'd say we are not consistent. We are not reasonable. We are not we are not bound by anything that's logical. We are illogical and unreasonable and unlimited. We are going into the ultimate. So, is this what I want the students of the University of Healing to do? Certainly. In 1975, I wrote some books, and in the books I capitalized a few words like law and a few other words, and then, as the years went by, I realized that there is no capital law. Law is universal. No, universal. And if I capitalize something, I'm making it particular. I took off the capitalization of God because God is universal. God is everywhere and everything and all. And you can't put a capitalization on God. Only the Jews can and the Christians can and the Buddhists can and people who want to have it as their particular God. But the universal God is not capitalized. So I have to go through all my books and redo the books. So be it. If people are into our programs and into our courses and into our organization, they realize we too have awareness techniques. And these awareness techniques make us no less important, impressive, and beneficial. But they show that with you, the student, we too are learning how to say things in a little better way that cover everything in it for the best that we can this day. It's fantastic, but it's what we do. Now, what do you do? At 2:30 a.m., I swept the patio, watered the plants, and smiled. What did you do at 2:30 a.m. this morning? I know what you did. You had a wonderful night's sleep, and I bless you in that night's sleep, and I bless me in my night's sleep. But when I wake up, wow, my world is alive, alert, and fantastic. Have a lovely day, and be illuminated in every beautiful way, and know that you too can have a morning of watering your plants and sweeping your patio and having your dog by your side.